What's going on, everybody? Jesse here from Old City Sports Network and Flyers Alley. Just making sure you guys are heading over to oldcitysports.com, checking out all of our wonderful podcasts, articles, merch, so much more. Check out all of our wonderful sponsors. They all have promo codes. Check them out. Do your shopping. Do yourself a favor. Head over to oldcitysports.com. See you guys.
No mercy!
Oh, OBS bot, you want to come this way? Thank you. Yeah. Hey, everybody. I'm down here. Thank you. What's going on, everybody? Jess here for Flyers Alley. Flyers Alley, Season 6, Episode 14. A little under the weather right now. I'm the same way as you are, but
hurting.
I'm a day into it. Along with me, as always, Corey Welk. And we have Kurt Schuller over here in the corner. So Wade is not with us today. So he had to get called into work, and I'm glad he's going to be dealing with that shit. I don't know what's going to be happening there, but we've got a little snow squalls going on. So
I'm next on that list.
Yeah, what time are you going to go in?
I don't know. I got the phone call and said, be ready sometime tonight. I said, well, no.
That's kind of how I feel. I don't know. Tomorrow, it's Martin Luther King Day tomorrow. It's an optional day at work. I might just take it. I don't know. Anyway. How you guys are? You're obviously struggle city.
Four days of driving back and forth to the mountains, and then, you know, back and forth of here, and then yesterday in Reading. Chris, little dragon ass.
Chris chimes in. What's going on, guys? What's going on, buddy? Weird to not see him here. It's kind of,
you know, right. It's different.
Definitely different. How you doing?
Good. Good. Happy to be back. Thank you for inviting me again.
Yeah. It's going to be a very good episode. I hope you can stick it out with us there, Corey.
I'm good.
There's a lot to unload here.
Should have grabbed the monster out of my fridge.
Or another beer.
Back,
hair of the dog.
Yeah, that's not refrigerated, but I know you don't care. With that being said, make sure before we get started, you guys go like us on Facebook at our like page and join our group page on Facebook. Yeah. Okay. Go to Twitter and follow us on Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, and YouTube at Old City Sports Networks. YouTube page, subscribe to that bad boy. If you're a content creator, make sure you guys subscribe and then let us know. We'll do a sub for a sub, and we'll do that. Nick Beniger. Okay. Also, if you guys are going to do anything, go to www.oldcitysports.com. Use promo code LFG10 for 10% off site wide. We got a bunch of merch. All of our pods are up there. Old City Sports Network is powered by Outlaw now. So
I just moved the T so it could
see the Outlaw. Yeah, there you go. I don't know. That just ended up there. I didn't do that on purpose. It was just there.
We did that
from the pictures from last game.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a little blackout night.
Yeah, let's not try to remember things.
It was a good night, though. Hey, Flyers came back.
We are three days in a row.
You're crazy. I'm about to go do it at my in-laws later on. So That's why I had to take the 45-minute walk today. I was like, I gotta do something here. Get the organs detoxing a little bit.
I just would have had a cheesesteak.
I had a sandwich.
Fair.
Make sure you guys also, if you want to call in, the OCSN landline's on. Dial 302-367-7276. Tell us what's going on, because there's a lot of stuff to unpack here, and we're going to do that in Alley Talk. Got a nice course. It's got water in there. Got a course light in here.
It's not a lot.
Dude, that was rough.
Alley Talks brought to you by Fanatics. Use the link in the description. Go there. Get your flyer stuff. Click on our link. Help us out a little bit. The code's 24SHIP for free shipping for 24 hours. So we're going to do this differently from now on because, obviously, we drop some sponsors. So we got to do it all on Alley Talks. So the games and what's going on is all one segment. So it's going to probably be the meat and the potatoes. So first off, let's talk about the Cutter Gauthier trade. Do you guys want to talk about that? Or do you want to go into the games? Because there were a lot of games this week, about four games.
Hey, Cutter's in the rearview mirror. I say let's go to the games first. Okay. If you want to talk about later, yeah.
So
Quitter Gauthier, by the way, that's his real name.
There's a lot of stuff going on with this kid. Hey, well, let's get into the games first. So the Flyers did lose against the Penguins, 4-1. We do have Owen Tippett scoring in the first, assisted by Zamula and Farabee. And then that pretty much wraps it up. We did win the first two games of the battle of the Keystone State, so you can't really be upset about it. Is what it is. Thoughts?
You know, can't win them all. You know what? We took the back-to-back against them earlier in the season, so I'm okay with it.
Yeah, the just a little analytical thing. They beat us shots on goal 39-37. But the only thing that bothers me, I'm not going to have anything long to say about this one just because I don't want to get OBS spot. Crazy. I'm going to put my hand down.
I was going to say.
Dude, he loves you. Spot loves you.
That thing followed you like a lost puppy on Friday. Well, hey, give me a beer. Why didn't you pick me up?
He loves me.
I'm across the room.
It's weird. When I walk away, I literally am like, I'll be right back, buddy.
Don't worry, I'll be back, little kind of, guy.
He follows me to leaving. I'm like, okay. Ben's like, what is this thing? The only thing that I have to say is obviously it's the battle of the we want to win them all, but it is what it is. I don't think that the Penguins are as dead and irrelevant as people think they are. They are an older team and such. But it is what it is.
They still have, you know. Unfortunately, I was never a Malkin fan. Really, never was a Crosby. Nah. But those guys are still a threat on the ice. They really are. So, I mean, you got to. Yeah, they're getting older and everything. You still got to watch them.
Yep. All right, thoughts on this game?
Like Corey said, he can't win them all. We lost the game, but hey, we won the trade. I think because that was the same day we got Drysdale.
Yeah.
Honestly, right.
Yeah, we'll get into that.
Yeah, like the Pittsburgh game. Yeah, you can't win them all. Same time, they are still a good veteran team. They still have a good four core. So yeah, not much more to say about that.
Yeah,
it sucks. Yeah, it sucks losing against them.
That's the only thing. It's because it was the Penguins. Like, but yeah,
it stings a little bit. But like I said, we took the back to back from them. You know, the home and away earlier in the year.
Right.
So I mean,
hey, if we make the playoffs, they don't. We won. That's all I gotta say.
Well, even if we. How many do we play one more time?
Yeah, one more.
I would.
Two there, two back.
If we win against them in the last one, obviously we won the series. But I mean, I'll take that. I don't think they're making the playoffs. Brandon Pauls checks in. What's going on? What's up, fellas? The next game of the week was against the Canadiens, and we won 3-2 in a shootout. So we have Tippett scores, assisted by Konechny and Couturier. Morgan Frost. Now, Drysdale started this game. He's assisted by Drysdale and Forrester on a power play goal.
That's nice.
Love hearing a power
play. And then shootout, Coots comes through, does it up, and no one else scores, but it was nice to get that win. Too. Yeah, huge comeback game. Shots on goal, which is staggering. It's like 39-19 Flyers.
Oh yeah.
So you got to keep up that pelt in the net. I mean, that's kind of their big. I kind of like it when they don't play home, because all the fans are shoo. So it's like, okay, man. Like, yeah. Obviously, no one's telling the Flyers to shoot in Montreal. Yeah. But
hey, you may have some fans there. You never know.
I'll tell you what. This is the night core that I had the 33.1 in fantasy, because I have Monahan, Savard. You know, they both scored.
I had a killer night that night.
That was the night for everybody. If you go look, a lot of people had killer nights.
Yeah, there were. I don't think anybody was under 20 points.
Yeah. Well, anyone that matters, at least. because I'm definitely handing Tommy his ass right now.
I don't even know. I think last I looked, I was like 111 points.
You're the top. You're the top. You're the highest goal.
3 weeks points. Ago. 2 weeks in a row now. Hey,
would you look at that?
So would you look at that? I had to drop three people now because everybody came back except for Linus Olmark from injury.
Mm. He's still
injured? Dude, he'll be traded soon.
I can't see that.
Jeremy's their number one guy. It's also an all-star. It's
a bold statement.
Not getting in this. I don't know.
And it's signed a big contract too, so yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, it was the Montreal thing. It was, you know. If you also look, I think it's been the last five or six games, the Flyers have been in upper to mid-30s for shots. That's great. I love it.
Oh, did I not? I didn't add any of the morons of the week, but I have them here.
There's a hell of a lot of them. There's a lot of them for this week.
I'm like, who the hell is he waving to?
No, yeah. I just
hi. Oh, wait. I didn't do that.
What's up, Jess?
I was just happy that after Montreal got on two quick goals, like fluke goals, one off Frosty and then one like when Erson couldn't even see. Us battling back, that was key. The best part, too, is there's two teams that are in rebuilds right now. They started before us, and look how much better we look compared to them.
Oh, that rebuild for them has been going on forever, dude.
Exactly. That's insane. That's
been going on since Jonathan Drouin.
Top picks, too. And just, yeah.
And since when they drafted, it's been – and then after that, they thought that Cole Caulfield was going to be the savior of their team, and that's just not
– Yeah, he keeps
– That guy cannot play God in Montreal.
You could also see that
– He keeps getting injured, too.
The fact that Carey Price isn't around is just –
He carried that team. That's detrimental.
He carried that team.
Out of his whole career, Carey Price, he had one player over 80 points in his career playing with Carey Price, and that was Alexei Kovalov.
Yeah.
He was dirty. That's like, and like, just remember, they want the Stanley Cup finals, conference finals, just because of Carey Price. That's how good he is. And everybody doesn't realize he didn't have offense with him. It was literally just on Carey Price's back.
Basically underrated goalie.
I wouldn't say underrated. I just don't think that people realized that he was the team.
He got buried and dropped off in Montreal. That's just the way it was.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have got out at any point in time.
Hey, there was a rumors a while back when we originally first had JVR that we were going to trade him for straight up for Carey Price. I was like, let's go.
Yep.
That'd
been
do
nice.
That. See ya. Are you kidding me? I would have traded him for, never mind.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
An empty beer can.
It's a lot.
He's actually doing pretty good in Boston.
He is.
Surprisingly.
I think he's hurt.
Yeah, probably. I'm not surprised.
I
think he's
hurt. I wish I could.
Well, give him his little, what's it called? His little suit, his little pressurized suit thing that's like supposed to recover his body he uses.
Oh yeah.
What's he got? Like a mobile hypobaric chamber?
Yeah, it's like pants. He just slides on and it just blows up and it's supposed to like help him.
What?
Looking like pressurized? Yeah. His
looking like MC cells. Hammer with parachute pants?
Yeah. It's bad enough he can't even skate as is, and he's like, oh, I gotta. Yeah.
Let's do this. This moves us on to the Flyers win against the Wild 4-3 in overtime.
Come back, another one.
Another one, yeah. So Joel Farabee scores in the second, assisted by TK Couturier. Forrester scores, assisted by Lawton and Walker. Tippett scores, assisted by TK and Drysdale. Get another point there. And then Farabee sinks it. There's also a power play goal in overtime. I guess they say it's a power play goal, but I guess it is because
it is. It was 4-3.
I think it's either we're five or six games in a row we've had a power play goal in the last six games. We haven't done that since the 90s. That's huge. That's another statistic I saw too.
He's assisted by Zamula and Tippett.
Big Z.
Eric Moore chimes in. Plus, most of the Flyers rebuild was Lehigh Valley Phantoms and a few vets we needed to sign. Just needed the right GM to pull the trigger and bring them up. We're going to move on from that. What about Wade? I don't know. Wade Allison? Who else came up? Kurt, we'll go to this game. The Wild. Thoughts on this bad boy? Before you do start, 35 shots on goal to 29 Flyers.
Marc-Andre Fleury, that's all I gotta say. That was the only thing I was worried about them because they're right now they're hurting on the injuries right now. but it's Marc-Andre Fleury. He always plays great against the Flyers. And he only, if he would have won that game too, he would have solidified him being second place for all-time wins as a goalie. And I'm happy. Sorry, Fleury. Sorry, Flower. But we put a damper on that, and I got to wait another game for that. But yeah, honestly, it was great. We came back. You can't, like I said, that's the difference between us and between the last 5 years, between the last 2 years. If we're down by one or two goals, say 3-4 years ago, we would have lost 7-2.
We're
7-1.
Done. Yeah.
Yeah. Now it's either we're going to overtime or we're winning playing out. And you can't go wrong with that. Like, that's the difference you see, especially on their torts, I think.
Yeah. I have a few little key things to, you know, point here. I am not doubting Ersin on a, you know, on a breakaway by any stretch of the imagination.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember which Wild player it was, but in overtime, if Drysdale did not come back check on that, that could have been a game winner.
I think it was
Eriksson Ek.
Yeah. Was it Eriksson Ek?
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Or Ek, but, whatever.
But yeah. I'm just saying, though, that could have been the game. Oh, yeah. That is the difference of, and elite. I'm not taking anything away from a veteran defenseman or a bigger defenseman at all, but that's the difference between a 21-year-old kid and a 37-year-old kid.
Yeah. He didn't give up.
Where am I coming out of? Is that over there?
Just
huh?
It's in my headset.
Oh, that's okay. Actually, you can hear me.
I can turn it down.
Maybe I should just shut up. You're good. So I'm a huge Ersin fan. My problem's heart. I think if Drysdale doesn't back check and it goes against Hart, it's in flat out.
I have more confidence in Ersin on a breakaway than Hart. And the other thing, you know, and it's not a, it
nothing
kind of
against him, but
it almost kind of is a comparison, but you know, Torts has really been leaning to Ersin, you know, more lately. And it seems like Ersin's he's obviously adapting well, and he's answering the call to be your number one goalie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a comparison that I'm, you know, I may catch some flack for it, and I really don't give a shit. But up in Winnipeg, obviously yesterday's game.
Best team in the league.
Hellebuyck's played what?
He's
89% of the games.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's the same thing with Gorgiev out in Colorado. Yeah, he's got 23 wins, but he's played 37 games or something.
Right. He's doing hard. I think it's crazy. He's in the all-star game.
Gorgiev, I saw that.
Yeah. Yeah. And his saber percentage just got awful.
Yeah.
Well, that's because look at what he's got in front of him, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going to show during all-star.
Yeah.
He's going to get exposed beyond belief.
Oh, he'll get undressed. I guarantee you. He'll get taken.
Nothing against. Oh, good.
No, it's actually funny. I don't know if you guys picked up on him during the game. Brian Boucher compared him actually because the way he's been playing and actually been setting up stuff like that to actually Lundqvist. And I was Brian Boucher. He said Boucher. It last night during the commentary. Yeah, about Ersin. And honestly, I didn't realize and pick it up. He actually does have a similar form and everything set up for him. And they're both Swedish, too. So I don't know if they have, like, the same trainer or whatever. But, like, it's like, wow, I can kind of see it a little bit. He's not as tall, as big as Lundqvist, but yeah.
The other thing that I have that I've seen and I went back through a couple videos just from last year and the year before. When you look at Ersin during a shootout or
scares the shit out of me, dude.
A breakaway
scares the shit out of me, dude. He comes out of the net.
When you look at him now, though, look when he goes up and he's standing there, glove is at 9 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
When you look at him last year, glove was closer to 10 and 11 o'clock. Now, yeah, I get that you're taking away, you know, the upper part of the net and the bar and everything like that, but that 9 o'clock, you're creating almost a perfect box.
Yeah.
When you're presenting yourself on that, you're creating almost a perfect box.
Yeah.
So if you're going to beat me glove side or you're going to beat me blocker side, I'm going to make you fucking win for it.
Oh, yeah. That is his weakness is up high, and he actually has been doing really good with it, like tracking it down.
Chris chimes in, I sincerely believe Ersin 100% has the ability to be the starter over Hart at this point. And Nick Beniger says Hart looks like a men's league goalie letting shots in for not covering the post. Chode.
He also makes some key saves sometimes.
He does, but I think it's more the fact that I'm not a goalie guy. Yeah. I'm not, you know, I do take some aggression out on them because I'm like, bro, you're the last line of defense. Save the fucking puck. But he does make some key saves, and he's actually been looking a lot better lately. Like, you know,
yeah,
the whole mono thing. Gonna let that loose. But
stay away from the dirty girls.
Girl. Oh.
Stop.
So he makes these crazy saves. I just feel like he's just so much slower than Ersin. He is a lot slower. Like I'm gonna say this stupidly because I do the podcast. I'm not on the ice. Ersin knows where the puck is all the time. And if it's not, it's like stuck somewhere, it's under someone or something like that. Hart, when the shot goes over him, he'll look, and then everybody is on the other side of the net by the time that he even realizes the puck's not back there, and then he shifts. That happens every fucking game, every single game, and it scares the shit out of me.
Yeah, it's cracking.
The difference between him and Ersin is all over the place. He knows what's going on. He knows where the puck is. Well, obviously, okay, tracking. He's tracking the puck better than Hart. And those soft goals that come in when he's the one end of the one side of the net's wide open, that's what pisses me off about him. I mean, it's just you can't be that slow. You just can't be. I mean, now we're a Flyers team that we just beat the best team in the league last night. And who was in that?
Yeah,
that's a big deal. And I'm
missing some key players from them. But I'm not taking it away from it. Still a key win.
Shut the
hey, Shifley and what's it called weren't in there in the top three scorers.
I think more along the lines of like exactly what you're trying to say is basically Ersin reads the play better.
He does. I don't hate Hart. I am a firm believer, and you can talk about catching shit. I'm a firm believer that the next tandem that we're gonna see, maybe not next year. I would do it next year. Start entertaining the fact of Ersin Kolosov.
He'll be in the Flyers minors, I believe.
I'm just saying. Only in the scenario that we do trade Hart for something large. And I know a lot of people say, a lot of the analytical people and the people that are on TV, they say, oh, well, you know, you're not going to get as much for a goalie as you think. I think you're going to get a lot for Carter Hart, man.
He's not even in his prime yet, I think. Me personally, like.
Still a kid.
Yeah, he's still young.
Colin Recky checks in. Any more trades do you gentlemen see happening or want to see happening?
Oh, yeah. We have a lot on the back end on the blue line. Someone's got to go. We can't keep rolling seven defensemen.
There was something let loose last night during the game, if you guys were watching, that not going to be Sealer.
Like, I don't mind it because he's got a good cap hit against us. It's cheap.
I don't want to see him go.
It's going
to
be Walker.
But
well, I don't mind
you
that.
Are going to get...
You're gonna get
not one or two or anything. I think
you're gonna get a player and something.
You're going to get either somebody that is going to be basically
already Eddie.
Somebody who has already had the NHL and still playing in the NHL. Mm. And I think you're going to get a good draft pick for him too.
Would you take a draft pick or a prospect? Which one? You're not getting both. You're getting one. You're getting one.
I'm going to tell you right now with Breer and Jones at the helm, plus what we have for scouting and everything, I want the draft pick.
We have seven picks the next 2 years, next two rounds, the first two rounds. That's key.
Really? And this,
I want another eight. One. I don't like odd numbers.
Didn't you say
I want eight.
I hate odd numbers. That's a very big pet peeve of mine.
That's what I'm saying. So yeah. Give me the eight.
I think you said I don't get involved in the draft or anything yet until literally like the 2 weeks before, and then we'll do a draft episode and we'll really dive in deep. Wade is like, he is an absolute draft master at this point. I don't know when it happened, but this past draft, he was fucking all over it. So he's definitely going to bring a lot to the table for us when that happens. But you said it was defensively.
Very, deep. Very, very defensively deep. And actually, I know you guys don't like this, but there's a lot of top Russian players.
The Russians and the Czechs are leading the blue line for the draft this year.
Oh, yeah.
Nick Benninger.
Jesus Christ.
Benninger. We got to get him on the show.
I'm not going to repeat that.
Like I said, he's one of the clowns on the
FCC,
team.
FCC, come on, dude.
Yeah, I was going to say.
yeah.
But, yeah, it's very heavy on the blue line. you know, in the draft this year, and Kurt, you know, with the Russians, and there are quite a few Czech players too. So it's going to be interesting.
You got to take into consideration what we really hone in on when you're talking about these Russian players. It's not
guaranteed.
It's not guaranteed. And like I keep saying, and it's actually helped me on Twitter. This is the first season that I've been holding back. I'm not holding back, but like stepping back, kind of watching everybody else get fucking torched. Yeah. And I've said it. There was less percentage of the Cutter Gauthier thing to happen than Michkov coming over. So if you think that Michkov and a lot of people, you know, we'll get into this, but I just think that you got to really look at the Russian situation. I mean, now what's going on with it? And I'm not really honed in on it either. I think the Jerusalem thing in the Olympics, I think that's what it was.
Yeah,
they're not in the Olympics anymore. You know,
IHF actually banned them too.
That's what it was. So like, you got to really start looking into, I don't like to look into politics or anything that's going on. You really got to fucking start looking at what's happening here, because it's going to affect us. And I mean, think of how bad it'll be. Those draft picks we have so many of them, and say we draft, and
we have two goalies and a forward and a defenseman and a Russian right now.
Right. So, and there's no analytical stat or anyone on the planet that can convince me that all of them are going to come over.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
It's just not feasible. Like it's literally something's going to happen. And I'll get into more of it when we get into the Cutter Gauthier thing. Cause it's just, we got to cover it. Cause
also too, another trade too. Remember, Nolan Cates is going to be back soon. That's going to be another forward missing time or getting scratched. So that's, I think, another person's going to get traded as well.
I
think someone's getting sent down for sure. I mean, it's not going to be. But
who do you think then? If you had to pick, if you're the GM, if you're Danny Briere, who are you sending down if Noel come back? Because remember, Noel, he hasn't played what like he's played the last.
It might year. Be him.
That's what I'm saying. It could be like a conditional stint. Play down there with like Wade Allison for both of them.
He's definitely going to be a condition down there, no question about it.
I think situationally, if it's going to be somebody, if they do keep him, they're not going to send him down immediately. If it's going to be somebody, it's going to be Brink. He's got an assist. He's got a couple things to look at, but at the same time, like he needs a little bit more development.
I've watched him, especially like the last game. Like there's some plays he kind of gave up on the back check. And I'm happy they didn't, it turned into a scoring chance, but luckily it wasn't a goal. But like, I noticed that stuff, and I'm like, oh, I know Torch is literally like gripping his fist. Like, come on, dude. Like, we had this conversation.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, and it's also on Chris says, by this point, I'm not even sure if one of them will come over from Russia.
One, definitely.
Chris is very versed into things like that as well. He's like the only person, like, let him do that. So, but yeah, get back on the thing. I don't think it can be anybody else. It could be Forrester, but I think you're gonna lose asses in the seats if you send Forrester down. Yeah. I think maybe that's worn off a little bit now. I think everybody's just so unified on the team that they don't really give a shit who's up at this point.
Yeah,
and that's fine, because I personally, if it's gonna be someone, then I'd say Forrester. You give Brink a little bit more time. Forrester scoring though, so I mean,
well, he had one last game. Yeah, he hasn't been scoring, but. His last one was nice. Off angled, like back door, like that's hard shot angle.
It was a very nice
and goal, he needed, and that's his bread and butter. He likes doing the Ovechkin one timers from that face off dot right there.
Would you say that, and this is a big, you know, this is a big thing with me on Brink, do you think it's Brink's his size that's getting in the way of him actually getting into the in the right position to score?
No, honestly, situation? No. Beginning of the season, I noticed he was going in the boards. He was hitting stuff like that. Now he just looks a little bit tired. I don't know if it's fatigue, because remember, last couple of seasons, he's been playing in NCAA, and they only play a couple games a year compared to NHL and AHL. It's a little bit more. And then he missed half the season last year because of injury, and he only played, what, I think 20 games or so. So I don't know if, like, this many games is starting to catch up on him with a little fatigue. He needs a little break, but it's starting to show, it seems like. And we're, like, halfway through the year.
What you got, big dog?
The inconsistencies. It's just, to me, it's the inconsistencies. I get it. They're both kids. They're kids. I'm calling them kids. Don't care. They're kids.
Yeah.
It could be the conditioning thing. It could be, you know, a size thing as well. I don't think it's the size thing, to be honest with you, because, you know, you look at a guy, you look at our general manager.
Chris said your mic sounds great, by the way.
Awesome.
Look at Danny Briere. He was a small guy and made himself a career out of it.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, I really do think that there needs to be just that little small bit of fine tuning for maybe not only just Brink as well, but it could be Forrester as well. That little bit of fine tuning, I think I think they could eventually be, you know, a little bit of a force. But my thing was, you know, it left a bad taste in my mouth with the rookie game and everything watching Forrester. But you know, he's come up a little bit better.
I personally, and we gotta get on to this last game and then move on. But the kids are the problem. Notice it's the other guys are kind of, I mean, they're getting assists and such, but like, they're not doing what they're supposed to be doing, which is fine. It's development. They're developing still. But I mean, you gotta send them down because there's other ones down there. My thing, you gotta bring.
They're biting, yeah.
You gotta bring Allison back. I'm sorry. You have to give him his due diligence.
I'm not even gonna argue.
I think he'll have a little fire underneath his ass too.
Absolutely, and that dude.
A couple players actually can come up right now.
I think he's gonna straight. I think he comes back up here and wears the orange and black again. And you know, you put him third line or something like that. I guarantee you, he is going to be one pissed off son of a bitch.
I would.
I don't know. I don't know his stats of what's going on with him in the AHL right now. No. Well, I'll mess.
He's been playing on the first and second line, but like he's doing his job, but it's not like the way Lappy wants him to do it. He actually was playing on the fourth line for a little bit too, as well. Yeah.
I was excited for Zade Wisdom. I just don't think think he's there.
He's a healthy scratch.
He keeps going back up and down from the Reading Royals. And, Jackson Cates is gone. So that was one guy that I had my eye on for a little bit. Wyatt Wiley, I don't know what's happening with him. I don't know if he's even on the team anymore. I think he got traded. Yeah.
We didn't re-sign him.
And I know for a fact that was complete bullshit with him because he was next in line and they kept bringing other people up. And that's whatever. That's probably in the franchise. But
he drastically got bumped.
Yeah, he definitely did. And I was excited. I was excited to see him up here.
Yeah.
But
Daniel, I want to see. AKA everybody calls him Destroyer because his name almost
looks Denoyer.
Elliot Denoyer.
But yeah, I like him. Like honestly, like he can do. Like he'll be. Like honestly, like I want to see him. He played a couple games last year with us. I just want to see him because he has some energy too. When you give him some space,
I'll give a chance. I know they call him the Destroyer because he got in like one fight.
Well, I showed you that fight from the other night with. God damn it. Garrett Wilson.
You can't. Well, he's the captain now, so he's not going anywhere.
That dude opened him up like a book.
That what it is. Garrett Wilson's a bad man. Go watch that
he's
guy.
He's a big boy, too.
Yeah. He definitely got bumped. He came up like once.
He's stuck.
Moving on to the Winnipeg shutout. Obviously, this is great to see. Best team in the league. Atkinson gets the two goals. First one assisted by Farabee and Poehling, and then the second one assisted by Frost and Atkins. York. It was a power play goal.
Six in a row.
Urson shuts them out. I mean, you can't. It just makes the point of Urson just even better. It's best team in the league.
That's now, shutout number three for him this year.
Well, Trace, yes. So
there's not a lot to talk about with this one. There were people missing. I will leave you guys with Tommy checks in. What's up, fellas?
Tomas.
And then Chris says, Tommy, they were just talking about your fan, your success in fantasy. Sucker. If this doesn't scream that the fly, I mean, why would they give Urson the start against the best team in the league? I mean, that means that it's a test, one which he passed.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, you got to give it to the defense. I mean, it was a tough game. I mean, that wasn't an easy two goals. Like, so.
I like what we were doing, too. I don't know if you noticed when we were playing. We were kind of playing, like, backing up a little bit. But we weren't playing, like a 1-2-2 kind of a game. Like, we were still pressuring. But we weren't pressuring too much because we had a back-to-back game. I did like that. But, yeah, we didn't try to do too much and be too cute. Because, like, especially because we're tired from playing the other night.
So, let's get into the interesting one here. The games are done. We'll get into the next games. Tommy says, always talking shit. I still beat you week one. Zero.
Week one.
Yeah, week one, everybody was.
Whatever. Yeah. I get a bunch of nobodies. I'm just saying. Anyway, so yeah, let's get into the Cutter thing. Now I'm gonna list off all the things, and if I'm missing anyone, I'll pick them up. So obviously, Cutter gets traded to Anaheim per his request for Jamie Drysdale and a 2025 second round pick.
It's gonna be like a first round because it's gonna be Anaheim, so it's gonna be a high draft pick.
It's gonna be high. So just to list off some things, he didn't want to be a Flyer for the reason. I mean, I talked about it. The first red flag was he didn't come to camp, and everyone told me, "Oh, I'm like, no, something's wrong here." That was when it started. That was the absolute beginning for the Flyers and the saga of Cutter Gauthier. They said he didn't agree with their decision that he wasn't ready to play. He didn't want to go back to college. He wanted to come up and play now. Okay. That decision is just like, you know, it's basically protecting him at that point. Like, go get two more years under your belt. Even it may even be one.
You don't want to waste also a year off his eligibility when we're sucking right now. Mm-hmm. I get it. Like, yeah.
I think he needs to.
Well, he needs a lot now.
Oh yeah.
After these decisions.
See, you know, okay, yay, sure. You say you're ready to jump straight back into the NHL. You're telling me you're ready to play 80 plus and then potentially go to the playoffs when your entire career you've done nothing but play 30, 40 games? No.
Well, plus added on to that,
conditioning will be dog shit.
Just after all these other things that I'm going to mention here, I'm going to say that, I mean, I'll get it. It's a lot. He said that he didn't like Danny B being a rookie GM. And that just tells you kind of, and it's crazy because all the pods we listen to, John Scott on Dropping the Gloves. Mr. Curfew's really hitting the nail on the head. They're really hammering Cutter right now.
Killing him.
Well, so their old co-host used to be Kevin Hayes' brother.
Yeah.
So, like, rest in peace, you know.
Yeah.
But it's just bad. It's bad news, and we're gonna get into the snow the goalie thing too. We're not gonna let that go.
I think with him saying, you know, he doesn't, you know, like Danny B being a rookie GM and everything. You may not like him, but guess what? You have to respect the position.
That's what I was going to say.
So there's nothing there.
Well, it just shows the immaturity level of him, because if you're not respecting these two guys, so the way that it went down too, all that stuff happened. They chased him. They tried to talk to him. They went to the World Juniors in Sweden. He wouldn't give them time of day. And now, so the Flyers make the trade behind closed doors. They're setting the trade up. Anaheim doesn't say anything either. Now, if you notice what Anaheim's doing, you know, Pat Verbeek is actually making that team different than what it is now. Like, oh, yeah. They're trying to change the culture. So Pat Verbeek is just like, yeah, we're not going to say anything. So that just shows you the respect level that they have for Jonesy and Briere right off the bat. This is going to become a problem with him. I mean, I'm one of the only people that I haven't heard you guys' opinions, and I know this is drawn out, but it's going to come to a head. I think we won the trade.
Oh yeah, damn sure.
Long term here, he's not even going to play for another 2 years.
That's all I'm
gonna... Well, he probably will. He probably will.
He'll probably play the last six games, depending on how far BC goes in the Frozen Four, stuff like that. But if not, definitely yet next year.
So he goes over there with. Literally questionably, I'll say questionably, but just because it's said that way, Trevor Zegras is the most hated guy in the league right now.
I think he's on his way out too.
If he comes back from being hurt, you know, we're going to see, and that's because they're trying to change the culture there. Mm-hmm. And then we're not playing like, you know, mini Mickey and Minnie Mouse fucking hockey over there. Yeah. They're trying to figure out, let's get rid of the dude that's doing the fucking tricks and shit. They're going to run into that problem with Cutter.
Yeah.
Oh, if this kid's going to be a fucking absolute nightmare. He's going to be a cancer in the locker room. If he did it to the Flyers, he's going to do it to you. The Flyers are number two media. I can't even think of our organization. The number two media market in sports.
Yeah,
Flyers are. I think it's two or three or something like that. The Ducks are a fucking shit show. Their fucking press box is the size of this studio. Yeah. So like, they don't give a shit about that stuff, and there's a reason for that. I mean, California. Sucks.
I mean, the Ducks really kind of been irrelevant since, you know, Niedermeyer, Salami, J.S. Shiger.
Since it was the Mighty Ducks.
He called him Salami.
I did.
Someone's hungry.
Salami.
Yeah. Did you say I'm hungry? What the fuck? Look at me, asshole.
Brandon chimes in. You guys got your batteries ready when for when Cutter comes back. And that's another thing, dude. Like,
see the price of batteries? I ain't wasting them on him.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not. Yeah, I'm not.
I mean, if it was
kids, dude, I need the batteries.
That's what I'm saying. If it was like, you know, an outdoor game or something, hell yeah, I'm gonna make a snowball. But if you see the price of batteries.
Yeah, Nick Benninger chimes in. California could just float away at this point. I mean, I hope it does, to be honest with you. I mean, just island that fucker off.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this whole thing, like I said, and we got a draft pick out of it, and we got an absolute first game. The kid was zipping the fuck around, absolutely humming on the ice. So, I mean, we won the trade, and you're not going
to. We don't have to wait, too, for him to develop.
Exactly.
Because usually defensemen usually take a couple of years going back and forth between up and down.
Even if Cutter stayed. We weren't letting them play anyway, so we're doing great right now. So why that we needed what we got and a draft pick at that. So I mean, we'll get Corey your whole situation on the Cutter Gauthier thing. I think I did put the one thing in. I could have sworn I put this in here. You know what? I'm gonna get this done and over with before I forget. Just real quick, I had to get that done. He's missing.
He was actually one of my up there for trade baits. He was last year.
Yeah.
At the end of St. Louis and Ottawa both looking at him.
He's been talked about for the last 2 years.
Love him, but yeah. Whatever.
We get a first rounder for him, like they were talking about the end of last year. I would love a first rounder for him.
Doesn't need a huge talk about it. He's gonna be on that poster for a long time here. So yeah, your thoughts on the Cutter situation. Don't forget the Delco stakes thing.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
He's banned from Delco Stakes for the rest of his life.
Yeah. They made it publicly.
They called him little LBI. Yeah. He's got little bitch syndrome.
Little bitch syndrome. Yeah. I'm cool with that. Okay. Nobody wants you in, you know. Yeah. I just don't understand how you call yourself Delco Stakes in Wilmington. Actually, it's like closer to Ellesmere.
Well, I thought there was one in Ridley Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one.
Yeah, you got Branch. I mean, you got Claymont Stakes over on 202.
Yeah. But anyway, the thing with Gauthier is, and it's like I said, you know, my thing. Oh, my fault. I mistake the two stakes things that we were talking about last night. See, my brain
stakes.
My brain is mush. I'm a little hungover today. All right. The thing with the Gauthier trade is, and it's like I said, you don't have respect for Briere. But if you look, a lot of the other GMs, like I said, Pat Verbeek, you know, you also, Drysdale wanted, I really do believe that he did not want to be in Anaheim.
Well, the A-way does.
No, he was in contract dispute.
So my thing also with him is he's worked out, there was like a handful of guys that he works out with the Flyers.
Yeah, Frosty and
Frost, York.
Just those two. It's like it's a bunch of USA guys and a couple of Canadians.
Colin, suck it. So when he came here, he got over, you know, he got all these text messages. That's Tuesday. What the hell is Tuesday?
The day after Martin Luther King died. I don't know.
Why do I get hung over from that? Well, anyway.
Is there a game on tomorrow?
There might be. I don't know. I'm not paying that close of attention. I go day by day. But you know, he's got a lot of guys that he works out with and everything. And they all texted him and said, dude, you're coming into a great organization. You're coming into, you know, guys who want to be here. And I'm great with that. I think it's awesome. You know, clearly he's very happy to be here. You know, his parents came out for the first game too.
No, the Flyers invited
them. Yeah, I know, but I'm saying, you know,
that's
a classy move.
Yeah, they
came and everything like that, which is awesome. You know, that Briere or Jonesy or whoever, the traveling PR, you know, they said, hey, come on out. You know, it's not like it's his first NHL game.
Oh, no, yeah.
But it's potentially, you know, if he stays top notch, you know, at 21 years old, he could be here projected till he's 30, if not longer.
I do love his cab hit right now. His cap hit's so low. So we have him for another, I think it's another 2 years after this year. So it's nice.
Drysdale?
Oh, yeah.
2 years at nothing.
It's like, I think it's like 2.1. I think it's like Frost's.
He's 20. He's 21. So exactly. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. They gave him a bridge deal and it's perfect.
That's what I'm saying. You know, okay. So we have him until he's 23 years old. And if he stays as productive as I see that he is as an offensive defenseman who unholy can skate.
Yeah, he's quick.
He
automatically helps our power play. If you notice this the way he's moving, he's got two power play assists.
They said he was probably gonna quarterback the power play.
Well, he's pretty much
he's a
puck moving defenseman. So yeah.
So it's like I said, I could his contract will be up, you know, when he's 23 years old. You know, we still got two more years. That's fine. I could project him to be here till he's 30 years old at this point because he's got But I'm saying, though, as young as he still is with the talent that he has, and not only the talent, but, you know, the respect that he has for Briere and everything, and, you know, being grateful to be here and not be stuck with the Ducks, you know, there's nothing but upside to that kid coming to Philadelphia.
He said he loved the crowd, too. He goes, I've never been in a never heard crowd it. Like that. But yeah.
Yeah, well, and then that's the thing, too, is like, what's Cutter, like, at this point, what is Cutter thinking? Like, dude, you got Drysdale who comes here, and he's like, this is amazing. Like, I've never heard a stadium this loud before, which he did come in a good year, by the way. I mean, attendance has gone up. So, like, then you go over to Anaheim. Dude, you have any idea? They're going to be looking for him to carry that team, and I hate to break it to you, but not one, it can't be one guy that does that team. Like, Getzlaff was that dude. He's gone. Like, no shot. But
my thing with him is like, okay, you don't want to be here. We are going to find an organization that is kind of on the downfall of everything. And I really do think they traded him out there to bury his ass out there. And you know what? I'm okay with that.
Well, I mean, that could be true because of their attitude that they have now.
Yeah,
I agree with that. I also think that they really looked at what they needed, and then they did find, because I don't know. Like, realistically, like, so we're going to trade this kid. At the time that they did, they probably could have got almost anything they wanted.
Especially after the World Championships and the World Junior Championships.
They could have got anything.
His ceiling's high as it is right now.
And now it's going to go down. After these actions, it's down. Oh,
yeah. And that's what Jonesy said in between the second and third period. There was no time like the present for his trade value to be any higher. He was at the highest point that the Flyers had him for a trade value.
It does bother me, though, that they did. It's cool that they kept their composure and kept it quiet. But I honestly think if you didn't keep it quiet, you probably would have got
nothing.
You don't think so?
We probably got nothing. We probably got, yeah.
I think
a random prospect would have been all right.
I think it would have been worse.
Just I'm just happy Chuck Fletcher's not in office, because if Chuck Fletcher was in office, everybody would have knew, because no one respected him.
Well, that was also a little bit of the
reason why, they got rid of him. Oh yeah, definitely.
Chuck promised them a lot of shit, and then Chuck left, and they're like, this is completely unrealistic.
It was Chuck saving grace. He's trying to save his job. I'm like, yo, I'm going to put you in NHL. We're going to give you the NHL treatment right if you get out of college. Next thing you know, they fire Fletcher.
Where that signing bonus came from.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly. We would have been over that. Yeah.
Had to be.
So, it's like a number of things. And then, like, I get it. Like, hey, he was promised one thing, and now he's got new management. And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to do another year. And it makes sense. Yeah. You don't want to play a good kid on a – we're supposed to be a crappy team and just waste a year of his eligibility, especially essentially a little contract. I get it. Yeah. Give him another year in the college and he's doing good. But like I said, it was perfect time to trade him. And I'm happy we did, because if we would have kept him and have him in the locker room and then literally just kill our locker room after we just build it up after the last 2 years, would have been worse. And I'm happy he didn't kill it.
That's what kind of bothered. I'm not gonna go completely into it, because the last thing that I wanted to bring up was just the whole Hayes thing and the Snow the goalie goes in between periods, and they get the opportunity to do a live from Wells Fargo Center, which doesn't happen very often. Probably just took our opportunity to go live from the stadium series, which that's fine. the whole Hayes thing, that whole thing. And I love that Cutter is coming out and saying, like, look, like that did not happen. The timeline does read the only time that they interacted with each other was when he was actually drafted. They went golfing and such. Now, when Scott Upshaw and Shane O'Brien talk about Kevin Hayes not being, that's who you listen to. I mean, they're in the fish. Shane is like at.
They're connected. Yeah.
Very connected. So that didn't happen. And for somebody to come out and just do that, I don't have to get nasty and say what it is. Torts already handled that.
Love that.
Love,
even he's not even your current player, and he's still sticking up for him. And other players in the NHL literally said, I think it was one of the defenders, he just retired or whatever, but he was like, yeah, dude, I'll go through a brick wall for Torts. So I was like,
yeah, who Flyers? Was
that? Adam.
No, it was James.
Adam Demers?
No.
It was Demers.
Yeah, Demers. Yeah. And like literally, he goes, "Yo, I'll pay to play for you, Flyers." Like literally, he's like, "You don't even need to give me a contract."
Even
I'll
Matthew Barnaby came out and said something that he would have
played for the Flyers. He's
that's
like,
insane.
Yeah. I don't said I send it to you.
I got it. Yeah, yeah, you sent it to me.
No, the one that I actually like, I watched on replay about 19 times, and I talked a lot of shit about this guy over the years just because I never liked him.
Who, Barnaby?
No, Sean Avery.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Yeah.
I talked a lot. I don't like Avery by any stretch, but Avery came out and said that kid just committed career suicide.
He was actually, it almost seemed like he was on the defense for him.
Yeah. Avery came out and said, Avery came out on a podcast and literally,
oh, yeah, the trash in the, you know, yeah. You scumbag, yeah, Flyers fans. But I don't think it was Avery. Who the hell was it then?
It was Matthew Barnaby.
Barnaby, he came out.
Yeah, then it was Upshaw Barnaby.
Came in defense.
Barnaby said something along the lines of, you're never going to find a better city with a better crowd.
Well, he said that would have loved to have played there, even though there was so much.
That's right. I got that ass backwards. Avery was the one.
Well, there's so many people talking about it. Yeah. What are you going to do?
And it's, you know, the thing is, you know, and Torch said it perfectly, just because, you know, between me and Hayes, we couldn't agree on the gameplay and this and that and the other. For you to go and trash somebody's name, and I said it to you the day it happened.
Mm-hmm.
I said it's slander and defamation of character.
It is. It's slander. It's definitely there. I mean, especially because, you know, I don't pull the media card very often that we're in the media or whatever, because we're not a traditional media outlet, because I feel like we have more of a human, you know, at home, you know. The players are humans. You know, obviously there's some players that like we don't like, and you know, we're going to trash talk them because we're a Philadelphia market and such. I love Kevin Hayes. It's my daughter's favorite hockey player.
He's a very respected
player. I'm like getting goosebumps right now just even talking about it, because it's like she loves Kevin Hayes. And you know, did he fit? Did he work out here with Torts? No. And he said that, like you were saying, to come out and say something along those lines. Where's your source? So if I, like I was telling you earlier, my first year in the media, I got torched. I didn't know the rules. I came out and I'll say my source right now. It was Dave McIsaac told me that Montgomery was going to be the coach. And
I wanted him to be our coach,
and
too.
So did I. And I wasn't against torched. I was just like, I don't think the player's going to respond. I was wrong. It is what it is. Weren't the same players then, by the way. Oh, yeah. But, you know, I got torched, and it was very, very, very damning on us. But you know, now the way that I said we are now, I kind of sit back and say there was no source. Because if that would have happened to me, I would have let loose my source because of what was happening.
Right.
The death threats that are coming to Hayes, like that's and honestly, I did hear something. There's some always rumors like, oh, this is going to happen. This is going to happen. You guys deserve to get your credentials taken away. I mean, this is ridiculous. And you know, what's even more messed up is the fact that you guys have a former very respected player on your podcast, Chris Therrien, and he vouched for it when he was like, oh, yeah, oh, I heard Kevin Hayes' fingerprints are all over this. And then you hear Chris Therrien in the background. Oh, of course he is. Of course. The only person that didn't say anything was Russ Joy, because he was like, what the fuck are you guys doing right now?
It's a bold statement.
No shot. During intermission, where the fuck are you getting? You think anybody is going to, even if there was a source, they weren't fucking saying anything during that.
Like, it's like clickbait. They're trying to get people to know, like, oh, yeah, here we go.
Everybody was learning about the Cutter Gauthier thing. So how the hell would you even have enough time to do that?
Right.
So, and that's why I keep saying, I'm not. you know, we're getting a lot of – Lindy Snyder did come through and help us out today with that tweet that she put out. Awesome. Did you see that? You saw it, right?
Of course
I did. Yeah. So, I mean, that's cool, and it's awesome that she loves Flyers Alley. She loves Old City Sports Network. I do say this, and I will say we are what you should be doing. Stop asking Torts these fucking stupid questions. Stop worrying about your reputation and stop worrying about you getting the hot pick, because now you're putting – I mean, now Kevin Hayes, like, he's got to worry about that shit. You don't think he's got other things to worry about, right? He's got to worry about threats.
Yeah, he's trying to get married.
You made that shit up, dude. Come on, buddy. Like, you're better – and I know Ant. Like, we have mutual friends and stuff.
Yeah, he's nice – dude, I always respected him, and always – anything he said, I always, like, took it to heart.
He doesn't – yes, they have a spicy podcast. Well, you got Chris Terrian on there, so you're gonna have a lot of inside stuff, which is cool.
Bundy can do it. Yeah.
So, but like, now it's just now you've absolutely — you want to talk about career suicide? I don't want to say this because we do have a new follower on Twitter. He got in a little argument with my brother the other day on the Flyers Alley Twitter. We resolve things. Everything's cool. I do respect Aunt Sanfilippo, but I really honestly do think that was career suicide. And it's not because I want it to happen. It's because your word is your credibility. Mm-hmm. And that, in my opinion, that's he's got one shot to bring it back. But he's a respected guy. I don't want to trash talk, but that was just fucking wrong, dude.
Well, the other thing is in going through Twitter, because I'm learning that. I'm learning the Twitter.
It's a tough one.
Thousands and thousands said, who is your source? You do realize, and the guys were making, you know, were saying to him, you do realize that, you know, there's going to be a kind of a backlash for this. Who is your source?
And
all he could say was, well, that didn't pan out for me too well.
Well, in his defense, I've been at, when the McIsaac thing is going on, went on, I wasn't letting that go. I was, what's your source? Why am I going to tell you that? Because then you're going to go and you're going to, you know, and then, you know, when you're in the media, you don't want your source to be known, because that's why they say per my source, you know, whatever, credible source or whatever. I'll get on him about that. If that means it's either a source that got it completely wrong and he's not going to — a highly respected person. He doesn't want to — it'll be worse if he gives the source up.
Yeah.
Or it just wasn't one. I mean, like it was said on I'm not going to say who said it on the, you know, Flyers Alley Twitter. It was me. But just don't do it. Don't do this stuff for clout. Do it because you enjoy doing it.
Right.
That's craziness. And I don't want to spend too much more time on it. Chris did chime in. I feel like he destroyed his career with that move. We'll see. I mean, we'll see.
I really do feel bad for Hazy. I really do.
I do too.
Because he just, you know,
great guy.
All right, let's move on to a gritty look ahead. So, Gritty Look Ahead is brought to you by Righteous Felon. Go to www.righteousfelon.com. Use promo code OCSN for 15% off your jerky contraband. Also, $50. Any order over $50 gets you free shipping. Is that better? There you go.
It's not Wade. If it's not Wade, it's Kurt.
So, how we're going to do this now, we have to do things differently now. But so what we'll do is I'll let you guys know what games are coming up, and then we're going to go right into weekly picks, and then you can pick which game you think is the more relevant one to watch.
Okay, I got you.
It's just good. So Tuesday, what's today? Tomorrow we have the Blues at the Blues.
Speaking of Hayes.
Welcome back.
And Shen. Yeah. Then let's see. Thursday we have at home Dallas. And then Saturday, oh Jesus Christ! Oh, we're gonna have to. We're gonna. Oh, Saturday at 1:00.
Oh, the game.
Avalanche. We have the living room show.
What?
Mm-hmm. No. Uh-huh.
You don't understand. That is a huge oh no.
Living room show. But if Wade doesn't make it, then we'll change it to later on. Because he's saying he's like 50-50. So, and then after that, another matinee game on Sunday against the Senators.
Ah, yay, Claude Giroux.
So, like I said, we're just going to go directly into... Okay, where the hell is Weekly Picks at? Weekly Picks. There you go. All right, so weekly picks are brought to you by SeatGeek. Go to the app and use promo code Old City Sports Network, one word, for $20 off your first order. Like I said, work that fucking system, dude. Get a couple emails, rock that bad boy, and help us out. So, like I said, St. Louis on Monday, Thursday, the Dallas Stars, Saturday, the Avalanche, and then Sunday, Senators. So, go to you first, see which one you think is going to be the weekly pick.
I'm going to go with Dallas.
Let me ask you a question. Who's starting goalie for that?
Erson.
Cal Peterson.
Yeah, we had him. Did you see that goal he saved last night?
No, I did.
Yeah, what's it called? The two-pack sack.
Yeah. Rolling on his back, dude. Pulling the...
That's all he had. Because he hasn't been... He hasn't
done
shit.
He's done now. He's done for the season.
No, I'll be... All right, let me think here. I'm going to go Hart. St. Louis, obviously. I'll call that one. And then I'll go Erse for two, and then Hart on Sunday.
I see that, yeah. Because honestly, Erson played against Dallas early in the season, and he played good against them. And usually if you play against good against a team that you usually don't play against, especially on the West Coast, you usually ride the hot hand.
And I want the hotter goalie for Colorado.
So you're saying Erson back, Erson, Stars, and Avs.
Yep. And then Hart for Sunday, obviously.
Okay.
But yeah, I'm going Dallas game. I want to see that one.
Okay. That home. 7 o'clock Thursday. What do you got?
I like it all, but I see Erson, like I said, playing against Dallas and then in the Sunday's game since it's a back to back. That's what I feel. I feel like Hart's going to be playing against the Avs. He's playing against them pretty good. But yeah, me, I'm looking forward to the St. Louis game. We got two Flyers coming back. Shen, he's the new captain of them. And you got Hayes. I want to see what the fans do if they.
So we're at St. Louis. Oh, it's in St. Louis. Okay. That changed it all.
No.
Yeah.
You're still going to get. That's the best part, too, is like one thing I love about Flyers fans, you'll see an orange
game. They're fucking everywhere.
Like I remember the first year when we played against Vegas, there was more orange than there were Vegas fans. It was ridiculous. And my buddy was there.
It's funny you say that. My neighbor went to Fans of Philly, or whatever it's called. Oh, yeah, yeah. They ran out of beer. Wow. They ran out of beer when the Fans of Philly went to that Vegas game.
Flyers fans for the win, baby.
They were, and obviously when Philly, obviously Philadelphia Flyers fans run out of beer, it's ugly.
Oh yeah,
it got ugly.
Nobody wants your damn hot chocolate.
They got beer. So it's just all right. Well,
oh God.
So what's the one? Oh, the pick of the week. Which one's that going to be?
I'm going to do St. Louis, even though it's away. But yeah, also I want to see what Bennington does because he's a hothead.
Fuck
goalie.
Him.
Don't worry. He's one of my most hated players probably in the league.
Nice. I fucking hate that dude. Yeah. So I'm going to say that it's crazy because some of these guys, you can't, after they beat the Jets, it's kind of like all bets are off. You really shouldn't be betting on the Flyers right now.
Or against them.
I'm not sure how the Avalanche are doing. Obviously, Dallas is probably doing well. I'm not going to pull up the fucking standings. I don't care that much. I know St. Louis isn't doing good.
No, they're
still- I know Ottawa's not doing all that great. And actually, not to get into next week or anything, but we do have the on Tuesday, we have the Lightning, and they're not doing good.
Oh, yeah.
Vasilevsky is doing absolutely horrible, apparently. Just going off of what I've heard. John Scott, yeah. But I'm going to honestly, I think I'm going to watch, hopefully, I'm going to watch them all, but we'll see what happens on the 20th. I mean, that would lead right into a great Living Room Show episode.
So you're going to go with what game?
I think Ottawa's going to be the best game to watch.
See, I knew he was going to pick that.
Of course, it's true.
I knew he was going to pick that for one reason and one reason only.
Giroux?
Mac.
Great guy. Hey, question. What do Ottawa Senators and the Titanic have in common? They're both at the bottom of the Atlantic. They're supposed to be a cup contender this year.
Well, look who everybody was. Look, the Detroit Red Wings were supposed to be. Oh, yeah. You know, the Ducks were supposed to be.
No.
Yeah,
I thought they were bottom five like us. They were going to be less than us.
Well, I'm saying they were.
The Ducks were bottom five for the last decade.
They were supposed to.
That's what I'm saying. Like that, the 2025 second round draft pick is definitely going to help us. It's going to be like a first.
They were predicted to be better than last year. And like, even look at the Sharks. The Sharks, they're fucking horrible.
They're a shit show.
I think Ottawa. I do love Mac. Mac's my boy. It's going to be a physical game. Brady Tkachuk. He gets physical. But I'm telling you right now. Notice
him and Hathaway. Let's go.
My god, are you kidding? We just talked about career suicide. That dude would die.
He could throw him, but not as well as Hathaway.
Go ahead, square up against Hathaway, and then before the game, you can text Dylan Cousins and ask him about what it's like to square up with Hathaway.
Yeah, it's
bam.
I hate that. I love that interview, but at the same time, it just shows how dumb you are.
I should have paid attention. Fucking before I squared up.
Yes, fucking so stupid.
Dude, you squared up with
that. Don't ever drop the gloves again, dude. It's fucking horrible. there's a couple guys on that team that Delorier is going to get in the fight that game. He's got history with it. Hathaway, I would pity the fool that did that. Sealer's going to fight. Last time, wasn't that? It was almost bench clearing. There was a fight every fucking 10 seconds.
It's always Ottawa.
Yeah, it's that's how it is. For me personally, I wish that was on Saturday so I could get absolutely fucking, you know, bent. But I mean, yeah. I was
going to say full Jesse style.
Absolutely. I'd get some good content like I did last time.
I'd say, ready? Knock on wood. Sanford every game out here for a game we haven't lost yet.
A Sunday matinee game. I will sacrifice not drinking on the living room
for
show.
The living room show for Sunday.
The only thing I'll do is the brown bag roulette. That's happening. I'm saying Ottawa. Even if we don't win for some reason, it's going to be such an entertaining game.
It's definitely going to be an entertaining game. Remember, they're still trying to make it in the playoffs. Or like, let's say you can't take any bottom team lightly right now. Just like every team has taken us lightly.
Second in the Metro, 2 points out of first place.
You just can't. Yeah,
that's
so
tight. And that's a huge thank you. And I sent it in the message yesterday. Thank you to the Capitals for taking the W from the Rangers, because that would have put the Rangers just a little bit further ahead.
Dude, they're still struggling. I'm like, the Rangers, they were up by like 14 points.
They were up so much. And
now they're only up by what, 2 or 4 points?
That just tells your Rangers fans, they're up by 2 points.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They were up 14, now 22.
There's a lot of delusional Flyers fans. We're going to get into that next. But they're still like, oh, no, we got this. Like, you guys just don't know how to do math. Like, you have to look, like, everywhere. Oh, yeah. Like, it's so tight. Now it was already tight. They were at the top, and it was tight between second, third, and fourth.
Second, third,
but
and
now
fourth.
It's you guys. I don't know. We don't usually do good against them. So, yeah. I don't know. But, hey, you can't bet against this team whatsoever. So,
let's say, most of our games now are going to be conference or Eastern Coast. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we only have, what, two or three more Western Conference teams? That's it, really, I think. It's just going to be a battle for the rest of the year. So it's just, I like where we're at, and hopefully we can keep going.
I really do hate, you know, the West games. I really do.
I'm calling it right now. Oh, my God. Next Saturday.
What are we at? Oh,
12:30 game against Boston. 12:30
game. My buddy Shaddy's coming in town, yeah.
Against Boston?
Oh, yeah.
You're really.
Wait, Shaddy's coming?
Yeah, Shaddy. He plays for them.
That's right. I forgot.
Old D partner of mine.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to die next weekend.
This is going to be 3 weekends in a row for me, dude.
Hey, I get my buddy John Burke. He's an EMT firefighter. I'm bringing some IVs, hang him from the
He's going to have to.
We've done it for multiple weddings for my buddies. Shout out to all my buddies and their weddings. Wake up, the girls are like, what's going on? Like, no, we're just getting ready. Like, literally have all IVs. My one buddy has two IVs in.
Wait, for real?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
we do it every
liquid IV. Liquid IVs are a godsend.
He's talking real IVs.
We use IV bags.
I'm going to tell you, it's going to be 3 weekends in a row for me now.
Are you being serious?
I'm dead serious. Yeah. We do it all the time.
I'm not opposed to
it. That'd be great content.
We do it all the time. Oh, yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you.
Actually, I think my buddy may be watching because I know he follows us, but he may be even on here. John Burke, if you are, chime in.
But I'm just going to say that's going to be 3 weekends in a row for me. Plus, I have these snowstorms coming in. Plus, I got to go to New York this week. So, you know what? If that happens, I'm willing. Because I'm
Brandon,
gonna be,
Brandon chimes in. He's gonna be at the game. Chris will be at the game as well, taking pictures.
Nice.
So
Chris really did pick some top.
He did, dude. Games. He did.
Like he took. He's he got took more. Some good dude, stuff.
He's got some good ones.
But I'm saying he took a thick of his games, and they were all great.
Oh, he ain't dumb. He's a smart boy. Let me just make sure that I did take these screenshots. I'm pretty sure I did. That for me this week, there's only one moron of the week, but because it's bad, it's real bad. But yeah, let's get into moron of the week.
Hey, want to hear the most annoying sound in the world?
Still make me giggle.
It was a great night.
Still make me die laughing, and I don't care.
Moron of the week is brought to you by Old City Sports Network. We're the best. Go to www.oldcitysports.com. Use promo code in our merch store LFG10 for 10% off site wide, and go check out all the other pods on the network. The merch and articles. We're gonna be having some articles ripping up here soon. I can't bring it up. I didn't enter it in. I do have yours too.
Where's the camera?
All right. Well, he might fucking move.
Or give it to Corey for his or mine.
Who is okay? I think Corey, this was yours.
Was it okay? I sent you a few.
So from Flyers Nation, we have Joseph P. Keen.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, I remember this one.
I'm just gonna get Brandon out of the way. In the wise words of Wade Oruska Jr., fuck Boston. All right. Just throwing this out there, and like I said, this is Joseph P. Keen from Flyers Nation on Facebook. Just throwing this out there, with both our goalies playing great, would it be conceivable to have them split the outdoor game?
Is that a rhetorical question?
Let me ask you a question. Have you ever fucking seen that happen before?
Unless it's a charitable hockey game. The only time it's a charitable hockey game, like literally your alumni, that's it.
Or a preseason game.
I saw that, and I saw that. And I sent it to a couple. I sent it to a couple other of my buddies.
It's fucking go.
You know, the bong water. They literally sent me back. And
maybe they should drink more.
They sent my one buddy Chris. He sent back to me, and he looked at it and he says, "Did you have a stroke when you laughed at this?" I said, "Pretty close."
I have a fucking oxygen mask on.
That's
a rough one. I would like to say I get what he's saying, but I mean, it's just,
it's not practical.
Why would they do that?
Yeah.
It's just, to me, that is almost one of the dumbest things I've heard this year.
Oh, thank you, 302 Sports Talk.
It's got to be top three that I've heard.
It's a bad one. This one's worse. Oh wait, where is it? Do I have it? Please tell me I have it.
It's just odd.
This is so good. This one's so good. Twitter from Michael Shaw at Shawcastic.
Oh, I think you remember telling you.
I'm so fucking sick and tired of John Tortorella. I don't care if the Flyers never lose another game. He's a bad coach with a miserable attitude and needs to get the fuck out of town.
That's about as good as the moron that said he hoped the Flyers didn't win a single game. He went
0-82.
He said the Flyers, he said earlier in the year, like right before like the first five games, he said he hopes the Flyers get no points this whole year and don't win a single game. So Wade chimes in and goes, "Wait a minute, we're going to lose every single game and not even go into overtime because you get a point."
Yeah,
but wow, it's
just like this. This is what I'm talking about.
Hence why we have this segment.
It has to. You just can't.
I'm losing brain cells and I don't have many left.
It's rough business, dude. Like, this is just
fucking sad. It's just sad.
I will give an honorable mention. That's the worst one I've seen in a long time. I want to say it's so bad, but I'm not going to. It starts with a D, but I'm not going to do it. You're kind of what's wrong with America right now. You're literally the mayor of soft America. I want to see so bad.
You're the mayor of Soft America. Congratulations. You have been compared to
Robert Robert Wilson on Flyers Talk. He's an honorable mention of calling everybody out of I think it was the Sanheim haters, or I forget who haters it was, but
that Sanheim, guy, Walker, Paling. I think that was posted today, wasn't it?
He said it was today. I think it was the it was the Atkinson haters. I think it was
Atkinson, Sanheim, Paling.
It was just Atkinson. It was just Atkinson.
No, because come on, man.
I wasn't gonna call you out three times today, but I guess that's the way we're going. I don't like Robert Wilson, but let's just start that off. I don't even know. Oh, it's Flyers talk.
Flyers talk. Yep.
And it's gonna be right in your face because it was like the first one. Let's see.
Yep. Roll call. It was Walker, Paling, Dahl, and Hathaway.
Right. Oh, you were right.
Wow.
You know, I didn't open it. I just looked at the top.
Oh, okay.
I'm not opening it. Yes, the honorable mention, Robert Wilson, roll call. Everyone who said that Tortorella was a bad hire, present. Please present yourselves and your whatever. Great reading. Dude, you're a fucking loser. I can't – every time he says something, dude, like, I can't fucking stand – there was a good – I'm going to bring it up every fucking time. He told me that he was like this guy that used to be on the radio and shit. And he's also the guy too, which I respect my veterans. Don't ever think that that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is when I'm engaging you and literally lighting your fucking shit on fire, and your response is I'm a fucking vet, respect me. That doesn't mean anything. No. Like, that means nothing to me. Like, that we weren't even talking about that. He's that fucking guy.
The only thing I do have to say is he made a comment and he goes, Leo, as in our buddy Leo Donahue.
Nick Bettinger.
That's what I was getting at.
He said, Leo, where are you? Or something like that.
Yeah. Leo clapback.
No, our buddy Leo Donahue. And then he talks about this guy, Bruce, and he goes, oh, yeah.
I like Bruce. I'm cool with Bruce.
And he goes, oh, and I blocked you, Bruce, because you were a negative energy sucker and a condescending, arrogant, overbearing jackal. Can't stand that in my life. Are you looking in the mirror?
But he definitely beats off to his Facebook pictures. Just saying. I hate that dude.
I'm putting Facebook down now.
Yeah, I'm telling you, right. That guy's a fucking weirdo. Anyway, get into a positive thing here and get into a beauty of the week. All right. Old City Sports Network and Beauty of the Week are powered by Outlaw Beer. Go to www.outlawbeer.com. You can check it out right next to Corey.
Vanna White style.
You can go to their website and you can honestly order it and it'll drop it off at your front step. So if you're in the area, it's all over the place, but check their map. You can get it just delivered to you. You're going to pay a little bit extra, but they'll take care of that with the taste of the beer.
And
hockey players approved. Trust me.
Yeah. We're going to get
soccer. Soccer fans approve too, Colin.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you like it?
Yeah, Colin, just don't buy it from that one place.
We took care of that. The price is going to be there. Well, it might not be there anymore. So.
I told Colin about that yesterday because I was at his house, and he was like,
"Yeah,
it's literally a mile from his house."
I texted him right away, and they were like, that's not how that works. We're going to pull it out of there. Well, Joe will probably take over the area. All right, so Beauty of the Week, you can have one, two, three. Doesn't matter. We go to Kurt first.
Definitely on Farabee. 18 games, 18 point streak. He's been killing it nonstop. If I had my second pick, I'd probably be Drysdale, because honestly, he's been a beaut, especially on the power play for us, just setting it up. But yeah, definitely Farabee for sure. Honorable mention is definitely Drysdale.
What you got?
I'm going to go probably my number one is I'm going to have to go TK with the longest road point record that he's running with right now. Definitely going to go Farabee as well. And this is in not numerical order.
Yeah.
I'm going to pull a rabbit out of my hat on this one. I'm going to say Torts.
I like the way he
handled everything going, you know, the way it went this week. I'm going to throw, you know, Torts in there as well, but I'm going to throw in Danny B and Jonesy.
They could got at the end of the year when the season stops, we usually do like beaut of the year. You could probably
I think they're going to be them. The top of the
league. I'd say like they do the what's it called, Toyota three stars of the game. The end of the year, they have the top one. It's like, yeah, we should do that for our Buttes.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, I can get that though.
But I mean, there's to me, there could just be so many you have this week. Like I said, connect me with his road point record that has been going. That he's currently, I think, at 11 or 12 games, and that was set by Roenick back in 2001-02. Oh, wow.
Did you look at
that? No, Roenick. Urson, third season.
Third shutout, yeah.
Third shutout of the year. Farabee, obviously, his points. And then, you know, Drysdale coming in, you know, as hot as he was. Torts. There's just a lot of them that you could do this week. You know, it's.
You can't go wrong.
No. I mean, no matter really who you pick. And like I said, you got Danny B and Jonesy that did top notch this week, too. You know, it's. There's a lot that could go into a beauty of the week this week.
Oh, yeah.
It really could.
So my number three is going to be Drysdale. He comes right on, and everybody shut the fuck up. The dude needed a break. I mean, are you kidding me, dude?
He left 5 o'clock in the morning to come to Philly. Like literally, barely got any sleep.
That morning,
yeah, and then played hockey later on that night. Yeah,
here we go.
And then you go to Winnipeg. Yeah, where it's pitch black, like literally my buddy was playing for the Jets. He didn't like it there. It's really pitch black, nothing, cold, everything. Like, nah, yeah.
Was here for 2 days and then had to fly out to Minnesota, then to go to Winnipeg.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's
yeah,
like, it's okay, much. Cool. I got a mattress on the ground of the
jet lag like a mother.
Yeah.
No. It's just a fan base. Come on.
Stupidity at its finest.
And we didn't even need him. That's the best part.
Yep.
We didn't need him. Or Coots.
Or Coots.
Yep.
Need
Coots thing. Coots isn't a big deal either. It's a minor injury. He'll be back probably tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Need
a rest day. It happens.
So yeah, I'm definitely gonna go three Drysdale. Number two is definitely gonna be Urson. I'm a huge fan of Urson. He's definitely may not be the best for my fantasy. That's the app's fault. It's not his fault. But my number one's gotta be Snow the goalie. It's gotta be Snow the goalie.
I love it.
Gotta thank you guys for the amazing content that you're giving every other person that's a content creator in the greater Philadelphia area.
Yeah, you blowed out.
Gotta hats off to you guys. Let's get into dust up and then we'll get out of here.
Ming, like yeah. Really?
Where
the fuck dust did up, you fall off to?
Dust up is brought to you by Warlord Beard Oils. Go to www.warlordbeardoil.com. Use promo code OCSN15 for 15% off your beard oils, soaps, shaving oils, car air fresheners, hats, and so much more. It's American made and always will be. We support our armed forces at Old City Sports Network. I didn't get the video. It was going to be Delorier versus Pat Maroon. It was probably, I think that was the reason we got the good content that we got that night.
From the get go in the first period. Loved it.
Yeah. I don't like when Maroon fights, and I love that Delorier just took over. It was just like, we're not going to do this hugging thing. We're going to throw some bombs. And he just ended up, you know, taking it behind the woodshed.
He set the tone too, to get us right back in the game after that too. Like, that's why he got player of the game from the Flyers that night.
Yeah. And then, what's it? I think I had put that picture off. I forget what it was, but they gave it to another guy in the organization. Had like two 200.
Yeah, I put the manager. Yeah, it's okay. It's 2000th game.
2000th NHL game. Yeah,
I don't know who that guy is.
I forget his name. I saw it this morning, but
yeah,
I was
yeah
still hazy.
This morning. Are we calling that morning?
It was like 10 o'clock.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wasn't it?
It was just I laid in bed for like an hour, and then Katie's like. You know, you got Flyers Alley at 1:30, and I was like, it was like noon. I was like, yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to start moving. Don't rush me.
Don't rush me. Yeah, don't rush me. Yeah, so we're going to wrap this bad boy up. Final thought, anybody? Anybody got anything? Craig, you got a final thought?
Honestly, I just can't get over our goalie tandem. We haven't had a goalie tandem like this in decades.
Yep.
And it's nice to have. It's a good commodity, and then we also have good prospects coming in, too, as well. So, yeah. Hey, and I'm good.
Big dog, we got.
I love that we actually have a power play goal.
five games in a row, or five or six. I forget what they said.
I love the fact that, I'd be kind of interested to see where, you know, give it Give it another 10 games. Yep. Give it another 10 games. Yeah, Rob, I want to see where we sit in the NHL with power play percentage now. Just call it, like, just like I said, just call it another 10 games. Or so.
Yeah.
Because obviously the kid comes in and boom, he's got two assists in two games, both on a power play.
Yep. He's banging bodies too, like he's checking.
Dude, I honestly, yep. And I didn't know he was physical like that. He actually has been. I'm like, all right, cool.
He may not be. And,
that's what I'm saying. I maybe think the fans mm-hmm. are getting him. Like, all right, cool. Like the fans like him. Hey,
hyping him up,
but yeah.
And he is not a larger defenseman either. Yeah. I think he's 5'11", 185.
Yeah, most Buckeye defensemen aren't really going to go in the corner or step up on the blue line like he did last game.
Right. I'm gonna fork over the. I usually do like the little. I'm gonna do it, but my final thought's gonna be I gotta give a big shout out to Lindy Snyder. Oh, yeah. Just gonna say, really appreciate the support, putting us up on Twitter, doing the deed. But with that being said, make sure you guys do go to our Facebook like page and our group page and join and like that. Go to us on Twitter at Flyers Alley Pod 1, Instagram at Flyers Alley, YouTube at Old City Sports Network. And with that being said, that will be season 6, episode 14 of Flyers Alley.